Last time we were discussing that there's a machlokas harishonim whether the Hallel on the Seder night has to be finished before Chatzos. The Ran is of the opinion that if you paskin that the Pesach and the Matzah have to be eaten before Chatzos, then the Hallel should be eaten before Chatzos as well. But Tosis and Masechet Megillah argue, and they say that Hallel is only a mitzvah derabbanan anyway, so therefore it doesn't have to be finished before Chatzos, only Pesach and Matzah. So we said that the Pashup Pshat in the Machlokes Duran and Tosfos is whether the mitzvahs derabbanan of the Seder night are hukash to Matzah and to Pesach. Do we assume that there is a connection? We know that Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim is certainly hukash, that Bavur Zeh tells me that the mitzvah of Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim only applies when the mitzvah of Matzah Mar apply as well. The question is, are the mitzvahs drabbanan linked to matzah and maror or not? So we mentioned that lechora, that's a machlokas in a different context. You had a machlokas, the trumas hadeshen, and the taz as to why kiddush has to be recited only after tzeis kol chavim. The Shulchan Aruch says that kiddush on the Seder night is supposed to be recited only after chashecha. Why is that? So the taz says that it's a din in kiddush, that you need kiddush b'makom haroy l'suda, not just Kiddush b'makom suda, but bizman haroy l'suda. And the Trumas Hadeshen, quoted by the Magen Avraham, says no, that it's because Kiddush is a part of the Dalet Kosos, and Dalet Kosos have to be drunk, right? The mitzvah of Dalet Kosos has to be fulfilled at a time that's roy for matzah and mar. And since matzah is only roy after chashecha, v'ochlus habasa b'layla azeh, Pesach is only after layla, when it's Laila, and Matzah is Hukash the Karban Pesach, so therefore the Dalet Kosos as well. So this is a machlokas that we find already in the context of Kiddush. Clearly the Taz seems to argue, and he says that Mitzvahs Drabbanan are not linked to the Matzah and the Mar. That's why he had to think up another reason why Kiddush has to be recited only after Tzeis Kol Chavim. So we thought at first glance, you'd say that the machlokas Tosfos and the Ran as to whether Hallel has to be recited before Chatzos, it's the same machlokas, because Hallel is a Mitzvah Drabbanan. It's like Dalet Kosos. So if you hold that Mitzvahs Derabbanan on the Seder night are hukash to Matzah and Mar, so then they have to be fulfilled only during the time that's roy for Matzah and Mar. So that's true both at the beginning and at the end. So just like at the beginning we do it after Tzeis Kol Chavim because Matzah and Mar have to be eaten after Tzeis Kol Chavim, so too in the end, if we paskin that Matzah and Mar, the Matzah, the Korban Pesach, have to be eaten before Chatzos, so then the Hallel has to be recited before Chatzos as well. That's what we said at first glance, that's what you would think the Pshat would be. But the problem is the Ramah is Machmer Ladina. The Ramah paskins, like the Ran, he's Machmer for the Ran, to assume that the Hallel should be finished before Chatzos. So the Pele is that if this is only a Mitzvah Rabbanan, and we know Sveka Rabbanan Lakula, so why is the Ramah Machmer? Why should the Ramah be Machmer? It's only a Sveka Rabbanan, so what could be the problem? What's more, if the Ramah is only Macher because he's holding like the Trumas Hadeshen that mitzvahs derabbanan of the Seder night are linked to Matzah and Mar, so then the Ramah shouldn't really be talking about Hallel, he should talk about the Dalet Kosos. Why doesn't the Ramah say that the Dalet Kosos should be finished before Chatzos? It's not a din in Hallel, it's a din in the Dalet Kosos. It happens to be that the Hallel has to be finished before Chatzos because the fourth cup is coming after Hallel. So why didn't the Ramah say that it's because of Dalet Kosos, that the Dalet Kosos have to be finished before Chatzos? And in fact, the Gaon in Biragra explains that the reason for the Ramah, the reason why Hallel has to be finished before Chatzos, is because of Kos Dalet. So it's not so much a din in Hallel, it's a din in Dalet Kosos. But there's a big nafkamina between the two. If that's really the pshat, so what comes out is that a person has to finish the Dalet Kosos before Chatzos. It's not so much that the Hallel has to be finished before Chatzos, it's the Dalet Kosos. Let's say a person doesn't have Dalet Kosos for some reason, but he's saying Hallel anyway. Right, there's a chiyuv to say Hallel. We paskin, right, kol chad b'chad navi b'mitzvah, there are four parts to the Seder that you're supposed to say on a kos. So there's no question that Hallel is supposed to come in conjunction with the kos, but let's say a person doesn't have a kos. So if you go like the Birag Ra's understanding of the Ramah, so there's no intrinsic reason why the Hallel has to be recited for Chatzos. It's just a din in Kos Dalet, some halacha of Kos Dalet. So then, If you don't have a kos dalet, then according to the Gra, it sounds like the Rama would say you could say the halal even after chatzos. It's not a din in the halal. It's a din in kos dalet. But from the Rama, you don't get that impression. From the Rama, you get the feeling that even if you don't have dalet kosos, let's say you only had two kosos and you drank the first two already. Let's say you don't have dalet kosos bichlal, but you're saying halal. It's still a mitzvah to say halal. Okay, so you're not going to fulfill it bishleimusa. You're not going to fulfill it ala kos. There's still a mitzvah to say halal. See, you get the impression from the Rama that even if you don't have dalet kosos, you still should finish the halal before chatzos. But why? Why? If it's only because of dalet kosos, then I shouldn't have to finish the halal before chatzos if I don't have the dalet kosos. The sense you get from the Rama is that it's a din in halal. That halal is supposed to be recited before chatzos. The question is why? If halal is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, as we said, sveka d'rabbanan l'kula, the Rama should just paskin like the Bali Tosfos, and should say that halal can be recited even after chatzos. So one answer might be based on the Rashi that we quoted yesterday. Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph has his famous shita that lechem oni means lechem sha'onim alav dvarim harbe. That means that you have to say the Haggadah and Halal over the matzah. It means in front of the matzah. You're not necessarily talking about the matzah when you say Haggadah, when you say Halal. Not every part of the Haggadah talks about the matzah. But Rashi says that that's the idea. The idea is that you have to recite the Haggadah and recite the Halal over the matzah. So Efshem and Kinzogin, maybe you could say that according to Rashi, it makes a lot of sense that if you're going to be Machmir, to assume that you can't fulfill the mitzvah of matzah after chatzos. So then if you're going to recite the halal after chatzos, it's not really a halal being recited over the matzah, because there's no halachic significance to that matzah. If you assume that the mitzvah of matzah can only be fulfilled until chatzos, so according to Rashi, what should emerge is that you can only say the halal, you can only say haggadah and halal before chatzos, because only before chatzos does the matzah have a halachic status as matzah. There's a halachic significance to the matzah. But if the chatzos, the matzah is like potatoes. Right? Saying halal in front of matzah after chatzos is like saying halal in front of potatoes and carrots. I mean, it's not, right? It's not, it's a food stuff. But it's not matzah al pi din. It doesn't have a din matzah. It's not matzah's mitzvah anymore. So if it's not matzah's mitzvah, maybe that's not cool. Lechem sha'onim olav devar. Maybe that's why the Rama is machmir to the sheet of the Ran. He said, but halal is only the Rabbanan and say the night. Sveka the Rabbanan l'kula should tell me you should paskin like Tosis. Maybe the answer is that the Rama holds it's not a din d'Rabbanan. It could be a din d'Araisa. Maybe that's what he thinks the Ran is saying. The Ran doesn't say that afal pishayin oel adrabbanan, you should do it before chatzos. No, the Ran says that halal has to be done before chatzos too. If matzah, right? If matzah has to be eaten before chatzos, then halal has to be recited before chatzos too. The Ran doesn't mention anything about drabbanan. Maybe the Ran holds that it's a din daraisa. It's based on lechem oni. That lechem oni, lechem shonim lov devarim, means that you have to recite the halal at a time that the mitzvah of matzah applies. So if Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is correct, that you have to eat the matzah before chatzos, so then what should emerge is that you have to recite the halal before chatzos as well. Okay, this could be one approach to the Rama. That's what you would think. It sounds like a good approach to the Rama. What's the problem with this approach? Yes. Question. The Rashi holds lechem sha'onim alav devarim means that you have to recite the halal in front of the matzah, and the matzah is not significant after chatzos. Sounds great. But the problem is, according to this approach, there's a stira in the Ramah. steer in the Ramah. Because we said that the Hagos Maimini has two different minhagim as to what to do with the kos and the matzah, right? There's one minhag that you pick it up, you pick the kos up at the lefikach, and then you put it down to recite the halah. You want to uncover the matzahs again because of lechem oni. So you pick up the cup for lefikach, put it down by the halah, then pick it up again at the bracha of Asher Galano. And each time that you pick it up, you cover the matzahs. That's one minhag. But there was a second minhag, and that was you pick it up at the beginning of lefikach, and you hold it until after Asher Galano, and then you drink the kos. And that happens to be the minhag that the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch quote, and the Ramah is not masig on the Shulchan Aruch about that. So it sounds like the Ramah holds that really what you should do is pick the cup up at lefikach and stay holding it until after the bracha. So we said the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah must take the Rabbeinu Chananel's approach that lechem shonim lo dvarim means matzah shonim lo ochlim. Doesn't mean what Rashi and Lamed Vav says. It doesn't mean that you say Haggadah and Halal in front of the matzah. Because if that were the case, then that's a din daraisa. Certainly it's a smach in the pasuk. So if you have this din, so why should you say the kos Yeshua says so b'shem Hashem Ekra trumps that din? Because you want to pick up the kos to say Ashira Layayin. So therefore you're not going to say halal in front of the matzah. Lechem Oni is a real din. So lechem Oni is a real din. These other concepts, they're important concepts, but it's not like there's a halacha in the matzah that the halal is supposed to be recited in front of the matzah. So it would seem as though the Ramah, following the Shulchan Aruch and the Tzur, the Ramah is assuming that lechem oni doesn't mean shonim lov dvarim harbe, that you have to say the halal and the haggadah over the matzah. It means matzah zushanu ochel moshamo. So the problem is, if that's the case, then this Ramah can't be explained by the Rashi. If the Ramah takes Rabbi Nachmanel's approach, if he disagrees with the Rashi, and he assumes that the halal and the haggadah, that halal doesn't have to be recited in front of the matzah. So if halal doesn't have to be recited in front of the matzah, so the kasha comes back. So why do we have to recite the halal before chatzos? Even if the matzah is insignificant after the chatzos, so what? But the halal doesn't have to be recited in front of the matzah anymore. Morty Blau's kasha. Right, you hear, Ethan? What? What's that? L'chora, it's a kolshken. Gomrim is a kolshken because the Tchilas Halal talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The second part of Halal doesn't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So if you're even Gomrim Olavas HaHalal, L'chora, certainly you should say the Tchilas HaHalal. That's what you'd imagine. He said that the Meiri holds that you only say the Tchilas HaHalal for the matzah. But that's a chiddush. That's a limitation. If Rashi says with Gomer HaHalal, L'chora, that means you say all of Halal. Rashi is not a chiddush. But certainly the Tchilas HaHalal L'chora, you'd have to say in front of the matzah. So I think that the Pshat in the Ramah is actually not with the Rashi. Right? The Ramah doesn't hold like the Rashi. He doesn't assume Lechem Shonim Lav Dvarim Harbe means Halal and Haggadah. So what is the Pshat in the Ramah? So I think maybe we can explain the Ramah based on a Rambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs. This is a very important Rambam. We're going to get back to it, the Mitzvah Shem, multiple times in the next few shiur. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Mitzvah Saseh Kuf Nun Zayin, describes the Mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. He says, HaMitzvah Kuf Nun Zayin, Hi Shetzivonu L'Sapir B'Yetzias Mitzrayim B'Lel Chamisha Osa B'Nisan B'Tchilas HaLayla K'vitzachas Loshon HaMesapir. A person should do the best they can to describe the Nisan V'Neflos that occurred at the time of Yetzias Mitzrayim. V'chol Ma Sheyosu B'Mayim Reviyarech HaDvarim B'Agdolas Ma Sheosa Lanu Hashem Masha'asa imanu hamitzvim me'ovel v'chama sveich lokach Hashem nikmasena mehem. The more that a person says about all the back and forth, everything HaKadosh Baruch Hu did for us, what the mitzvim, the evil that the mitzvim did to us, and the Yeshua HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us, u'behodas lo yisbarach HaKoma shegmalanu mechasada v'ye yoser tov. And to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for everything he's done, it's better, it's noch besser, it's even better than just saying a little bit. Like the Haggadah says, Haggadah Shel Pesach says, whoever is marech l'saber b'yitzias Mitzrayim is to be praised with. What does the Rambam say? The Rambam is describing what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim includes. So he says that you should talk about the evil the mitzvim did to us, and the nisim v'naflos HaKadosh Baruch Hu did. What else? What does the Rambam mean? It's not enough just to talk about the Yeshua. It's not enough just to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Shibud and the Geula. What do you need after the Shibud and the Geula too? What? Ubehodos lo yis'ale al kol tuv asher gmalanu mechasodah. Halal v'hodah is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. It's the final part. It's not enough just to recognize what happened, but you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for doing it. It's clear from the Rambam like that. The Rav was medayik in the Rambam. He has in the Shiur Mozecher Abba Mori, in the first chelek, the first maimer, in the footnotes there, he talks a lot about this. Halal is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim according to the Rambam. So it would seem, according to the Rambam, is halal on the Seder night a mitzvah de Rabbanan? What do you think? Is halal a mitzvah de Rabbanan? Not really. According to the Rambam, halal is a kiyum d'oraisa. It's a kiyum d'oraisa of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's not just a mitzvah de Rabbanan. It's a kiyum d'oraisa. So it could be, if that's the case, then just like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled during a time that's roi from matzah mara, gavurza lamarti lebeshoy sheish matzah mara munochim lefanecha. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is hukash to matzah mara, clearly, gavurza. I mean, that's what the pasuk is talking about. So maybe halal too? Halal is a chelek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is not just haggadah, not just telling the story, but to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yeshua. So if Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is part, if Halal is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, and it's a kiyum d'oraisa, so now we understand, first of all, why was the Rambam machmer over here? He was machmer because it's not just a mitzvah d'rabbanan, it could be a kiyum d'oraisa over here, so he wants to be machmer. What's more, we can understand why the Rambam would say that Halal has to be finished, right? Halal has to be completed before Chatzos, because just like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be completed before Chatzos, all other aspects of the Sipur, so too, the Halal has to be completed before Chatzos as well, because Halal is a chelek of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The other Ramah, picking up the coast, putting down, that has nothing to do with anything. The Ramah holds that the Halal does not have to be recited in front of the Matzah. There's no such idea. The Halal doesn't have to be recited in front of the Matzah. He's not working with Rashi. Maybe the Ramah is working with the Rambam that Halal is part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that's why he says that just like Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be finished before Chatzos, and so too the Halal has to be finished before Chatzos as well. Shalom. I hear what you're saying, Shalom, but the Rambam doesn't put in the evil that the mitzvah did to us in the first sentence either. Right? He doesn't really describe all of the details. He just says it very dekitzah. Right? What's his lashon here? Shetzivanu l'saper b'yitzias mitzrayim b'lel chamisha aser b'tchilas halayla fitzachas lashon hamisaper. He just says there's a mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? He doesn't really tell you what it is at all. He just says it's talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim. So what does it mean? Are we supposed to talk about the Sheba? Are we supposed to talk about the Ula? What are we supposed to say? So that's what he said. Within the Kolam Arba L'Saper, the Rambam adds the details of what Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is. I mean, it could very well be that the basic Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is just to talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. We left Mitzrayim, period. We're going to talk about that as well. What's the difference between Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim each and every day and Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim of the Seder night? Right, but it sounds, I mean, you're saying it's only part of the Kol HaMarpa. The Halal is part of the Kol HaMarpa. L'chora, if the Halal is part of the Kol HaMarpa, it should be part of the basic mitzvah too. It's just the more that you're Marba in the Halal, Harez Meshubach. But if it's a totally new element, so why is that Bechlal Ribli of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? If it's a totally different element, it's not the ribui either. Ribui means you could say a little bit of it, but you could be marbe. So it sounds like halal is part of the ikka mitzvah too. But if you're marbe, hareza meshuba, Ephraim. That's a good question. That's a good question. So, technically speaking, you'd imagine that since the first part of the halal talks about Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the second part of the halal doesn't talk about Yetzias Mitzrayim. It talks about the Gula Asida, On Hashem Oshiyana, Lanu Hashem, Lanu Ki L'Shimcha Ten Kavod. We're asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to bring us a Yeshua. Right? It talks about a lot of things in the second part of Halal, but that's the thrust. The thrust is, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has saved us in the past, He should continue to save us. So how is the Geula Asida related to Yetzias Mitzrayim? It's not. Lachor, it's just a different concept. What's it even doing there at the Seder night, though? If it's just it's about the Geula Asida, it's a nice concept, but why should it be recited at the Seder night? The Rav was mistopic. He wasn't sure whether the second chelik of the Halal, is that a kiyum and tzipi yetzias Mitzrayim, or maybe it's just stam a tefillah, but it's not a kiyum and tzipi yetzias Mitzrayim. In his Haggadah, in a few places, the Rav is mistopic about this point. So I thought, Rabbi Twersky once commented, he once wrote an article where he said that maybe to be mishtokek to the Gula Asida, to be mishtokek to long for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash, that's a part of tzipi yetzias Mitzrayim. We see this in many different contexts. Maybe we'll talk about this in a sheer upcoming shiur. But if you hold like that, to be mishtokek to the Gula Asida is a chelik of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, to feel that we're not complete until the Binyan Beis HaMikdash is here, so then we understand that the two parts of Halal really do come together. It's not enough to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for what He's done for the Yetzias Mitzrayim that He already caused, but we daven for the future, because since the Beis HaMikdash isn't here, we still need something else. We need something else in order to have the Shechina in its full glory. Maybe that's a part of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim too. Not just talking about Yetzias Mitzrayim, not just thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the Yetzias Mitzrayim, but to daven for the Binyan Beis HaMikdash. So maybe talk of the second part of Halal is also a kiyum of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. We could add just one final nekuda. Okay, till now we've said that maybe the Ramah can be explained with the Rambam. The Rambam holds that Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim includes Halal, and that's why the Rambam says that Halal has to be finished before Chatzos, because it has to be said at a time that's right for Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim, and Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim is linked to the Matzah and the Mor. And it's a Din D'Oraisa, so therefore the Rambam is Machmer, even though it's a Machlokes HaRishonim, he holds that it's a Sveika D'Oraisa. The emes is, you could even say that Rashi himself agrees with the Rambam. Rashi on Daf Lamed Vav could also agree with the Rambam. Both the Ramah and Rashi could be working with the Rambam. What do I mean? This is a very important point. Rashi says Lechem Oni Lechem Sha'onim Alav Dvar means that you have to recite the Haggadah and the Halal in front of the Matzah. So he said, okay, Rashi seems to be saying that there are Tzvei Dinim over here, that you have to recite the Haggadah in front of the Matzah, and you have to recite Halal in front of the Matzah as well. And that's how we started yesterday, saying that apparently these are two very important parts of the Seder. And Rashi holds the Lechem Oni, the whole Drasha, Lechem She'onim Elav Dvarim Harbe. Dvarim Harbe means that you have to say a lot in front of the Matzah. And why do you have to say both of these elements, both Haggadah and Halal, in front of the Matzah? Well, because Matzah is a symbol of the Cheres. Haggadah, we're talking about the Cheres. Halal, we're thanking Hashem for the Cheres. So therefore it makes sense to connect the symbol of Cheres with these different elements. But really it's two different, it's Tzvei Dinim. You say the Haggadah in front of the Matzah, and you say the Halal in front of the Matzah. According to the Rambam, it comes out that really what Rashi might be saying is that Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe means that Tzipu Yetzias Mitzrayim has to occur in front of the Matzah. That's really what Rashi is saying. But Tzipu Yetzias Mitzrayim, according to Rashi, like the Rambam, includes both Haggadah and Halal. It includes both talking about the Shibud and the Geula and thanking Hashem for bringing us that Geula. It's not Tzvei Dinim. It's not two different things, two disjointed things that happen to come together on the Seder night. No, it's one inyan. It's Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim. It's one mitzvah. And maybe that's what Lechem She'onim Alav Dvarim Harbe is teaching me, that the mitzvah of Tzipi Yetzias Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled in front of the matzah. You have to fulfill the mitzvah of Sipiyus Yerushalayim in front of the matzah. That's why you're saying Haggadah and Hallel in front of the matzah. The Ramah agrees that Sipiyus Yerushalayim Mitzrayim includes Hallel, but he disagrees with Rashi about the point that Sipiyus Yerushalayim Mitzrayim has to be fulfilled in front of the matzah. He holds that Lechem Oni Lechem Sha'onim Lo Avdvarim does not mean that you have to say the Haggadah and the Hallel in front of the matzah. Sipiyus Yerushalayim could include the challah, but who says that you have to fulfill Sipiyus Yerushalayim in front of the matzah? That's the machlokas, Rashi and the Ramah. That's the machlokas, Rabbi Nachmanel and Rashi. Right? The Ramah just takes the other approach. So it's not that Rashi argues with the Rambam. The Ramah is following the Rambam, and Rashi is in his own camp. No, Rashi could be following the sheet of the Rambam too. It's just Rashi takes the Rambam and extends it. Rashi says that Sipiyus Yerushalayim includes Hallel, and Lechem Sha'onim Lo Avdvarim Harbe means that the mitzvah of Sipiyus Yerushalayim has to be fulfilled in front of the matzah. The Ramah argues with Rashi on that second point. He says, of course the halach is like the Rambam. Of course Hallel is part of Sipiyus Yerushalayim, but it doesn't have to be fulfilled in front of the matzah. You don't have to be Mekayim the mitzvah of Sipiyus Yerushalayim in front of the matzah. But says the Ramah, because Hallel is part of Sipiyus Yerushalayim, it has to be recited before Chatzos. You see, so the Ramah and Rashi could both be going with the approach of the Rambam. They're just arguing about this Nakuda. What does Lechem Oni mean? Does it mean that you have to fulfill Sipiyus Yerushalayim in front of the matzah? And that means all elements of Sipiyus Yerushalayim, which means, says Rashi, Haggadah and Gomer Malav Sahala, Tchila Sahala, Gemar Hahala, the whole Hahala. What do we say? No, you don't have to fulfill Sipiyus Yerushalayim in front of the matzah. You got to say Matzah Zushanu Ochlim in front of the matzah. That's enough. You have to talk about the matzah. Matzah Zushanu Ochlim. But you don't have to say the Haggadah and Hallel in front of the matzah. You don't have to fulfill Sipiyus Yerushalayim in front of the matzah. But of course, Hallel is part of Sipiyus Yerushalayim, says the Ramah. And because Hallel is part of Sipiyus Yerushalayim, just like Sipiyus Yerushalayim has to be fulfilled before Chatzos, if you assume that Pesach and Matzah have to be eaten before Chatzos, then so too, the Hallel has to be recited before Chatzos as well. Okay, this could be the Pshat in the Ramah. Questions? Okay, this concludes the sugya of Lechem Oni. Let's move on to the next sugya. We mentioned that the Gemara on Kuftes Vav Amud Beis, going on to Kuftes Zayin, has three different drushas about Lechem Oni in the Braisa. The first is Lechem Oni, Lechem Sha'onim Lo Avdvarim Harbe. And then the Gemara says, Davar Acher Lechem Oni, Oni Ksiv. Lechem Oni in the Pasuk is written Choser, without a Vav. Oni Ksiv, it's written Oni, Ma Oni Shadaka Befusav Kam Befusav. Oni is Daka Befusa, he normally takes only a piece of bread. Of Kan Befusa, so to on the Seder night, we take only a piece of bread. We take a half a matzah. We do yachatz, so that when we come to motzi matzah, we only have a prusa. So clearly there's a din of a prusa. Lechem Oni in the second drush is teaching me that there's a concept of having a prusa of matzah, not a whole matzah, but a broken matzah. What does that mean? Where do we have the prusa? Where does this play a role, a halachic role in the Seder? So comes the Rashbam and says, Avkan Befusa, Levorech al achilas matzah, you make a bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa. Afkan b'prusa, the bracha l'achilas matzah on the mitzvah of matzah, we recite on the prusa. That's what it means, afkan b'prusa. U'shtei shleimos ma'isina mishum ha'motzi, and says the Rashbam, we have two shleimos for the birchas ha'motzi. Glogora mishar yamim tovim, shetzor glotzo ha'shtei kikaros. The Rashbam says that the Seder night is also a yom tov. It's no different than any other yamim tovim. So if another Yom Tov, we have Shtei Kikaros, so too on the Seder night, we need two Lechavim as well, and you Shtei Kikaros. So we bring Shtei Shleimus, in addition to the Prusa, we bring Shtei Shleimus. This is our minute, to have the three matzahs. Botzeh me'achas me'ashleimus, and says the Rashbam, and what do we botzeh? We make a bracha of Hamotzi on the Shtei Shleimus, and we're botzeah from one of the shleimus for the birchas hamotzi. So comes out from the Rashbam that we make a bracha of hamotzi on the shtei shleimus, and we're botzeah from one of the shleimus. And the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the prusa. Each bracha is going on a different matzah, And that's what Madarko Shaloni Befrusav Kan Befrusa means. This is the Rashbam. Comes Tosfos, and he disagrees with the Rashbam. Madarko Shaloni Befrusa Zok Tosfos Nira Degam Hamotzi Tzorach Levarech Al HaPrusa. Says Tosfos, I think Madarko Shaloni Befrusa means the whole Betzia Sapas. All the brachas of motzi matzah, they both go on the prusa. Not the, just the bracha l'achilas matzah. The bracha of hamotzi also goes on the prusa. The chaymashim perakets of mevarach and the kamar kol modim linim pesach sheminim prusa b'soch hashleim osu botzaya. The gemara in bracha says that everyone admits that on pesach you put a prusa b'soch hashleim osu and you botzaya. What does that mean? Perish afilu l'manda amar mevarach halashleim upoter esapsisin. Even according to the Manda Amar, who says Mevarech Halashleimu Poter Sapsisim, what does that mean? The Gemara and Daf Lamitesa Mebezim Brocha says Machlokas Amaroyim. What happens if you have a Shleima and you have Psisim? You're trying to you're going to make a Hamotzi over here, and you have a full lechem, you have a full loaf, and you have pieces of bread. So what do you do? Is there any Kedima? Gemara Lamitesa is trying to figure out what's the Kedima over here. Which piece comes first? Which item should you make the bracha on? So the Gemara quotes the Machlokas. There's one day that holds Mevarech ala Shleima upoter es apsisim, and the other one says that you're Mevarech on the psisim. What are we talking about? Why should you make a bracha on psisim, on pieces, if you can make a bracha on a shalem? So there are different approaches to the Rishon, and the Pashur Pshat is that the psisim are gedolim. They're bigger than the Shleima. So that's the question. Which is Adif? Is Shalem Adif or is Gadol Adif? Should you make the bracha on the Psisim or should you make the bracha on the Shleim? So comes the Gemara later and quotes Rav Papa, who says, Akol modim b'pesach sheminia prus b'soch shleim b'otzeya maitayim alechem oniksiv. Rav Papa says that on Pesach everyone would say that meniya prus b'soch shleim b'otzeya. So comes Tosfos and says, "Afilu l'manda amar mevarech al hashleima potes apsisim modlin yim pesach dinam mevarech al hashleima ella ala prusa mishemadaka shaloni befrusa kam befrusa." That's what lechemoni means. So says Tosfos, "What are you doing? You're making the bracha l'achilas matzah, but the birchas hamotzi as well. You're making on the prusa. That's what the Gemara in Brachas is talking about. It's talking about hamotzi." And the Gemara seems to say that Hakol Modim bePesach that you may niach prusa b'soch hashleima ubotzeah. What does that mean? You're putting the prusa together with the shleima and your botzeah. What are you being botzeah on? It's not so clear from the Gemara. So says Tosfos, I'll tell you what the pshat is. The pshat is that even though normally you're supposed to be mevarich on the shleima, that shalim is adiv, but since it says lechem oni, so the prusa carries the day on the Seder night. So we don't want to be mevazeh the bracha. We want to make a bracha on a shalem. So you put the prusa with the shalem so that it's nearer kibbutzeah on the shalem. It looks like you're cutting from the shalem. It looks like you're making a bracha on the shalem. But in reality, what are you making a bracha on? All the brachas, says Tosfos, are going on the prusa. They're all going on the prusa. Menicha b'soch hashalem v'dei she'enira kibbutzeah al hashalema u'mashvet l'inyan hamotzi kamayri. So says Tosfos, it's clear that the brachas, it's not so clear, but he seems to assume that meniach prusa b'soch hashleima botzeya means that, of course, you're being botzeya on the prusa. If you're not being botzeya on the prusa, what's the chiddush Rav Papa's telling us? If normally you're mevarich on the shleima, so Nesdama, he's saying that you're mevarich on the prusa. It's just, in order not to be mevazah the bracha for the chashivas ha-bracha, you're going to have the shleima there too. You put the prusa b'soch hashleima, and you botzeya, meaning from the prusa, but you have the shleima to the bracha. Says Tosfos, skipping a little bit, says Tosfos, v'chein ha'yanoeg harav rabbeinu menachem miyuni v'harav rab yomtev shayim mevarchin hakol al prusa. Tosfos quotes these rishonim, they would make both brachas on the prusa. Against Rashi and the Rashbam, Rashi and the Rashbam assume that the bracha l'chilas matzah certainly goes on the prusa. But the birchas hamotzi, they assume, goes on the shleima, becomes Tosfos, quotes from these Rishonim, and he says himself, pshat in the Gemara in Brachas, that the birchas hamotzi also goes on the prusa, not just the bracha l'chilas matzah, but the birchas hamotzi too. But there's a third sheet, and that's the Rambam and the Rif. Now, before we get to the Rambam and the Rish, let's first read the Ri. The Ri is the last Shita in Tosfos, who seems to be similar to the Rashbam. Ach Ri hayim avarech hamotzi al hashleim v'hodar al achilas matzah laprusa, u'botzea mishteyam yachad, v'chein amadobu. The Ri was knowing like the Rashbam. And that's amadobar, that's what the people do. This seems to be the minhag, says Tosfos. Even though I don't really think it's correct, he says. But the Ri was mevarech hamotzi on the shleima, and the bracha l'achilas matzah on the prusa, u'botzea mishteyam. That's interesting. That's different than the Rashbam. He's similar to the Rashbam in the sense that the Ri held that the brachas are going on different matzahs. The bracha l'achilas matzah, of course, goes on the prusa, but the brichas hamotzi goes on the shleima. But the Ri was noeg to be botzea mishteyam, to cut from both of them. To cut from both of them. Okay, we do the korech with the third matzah in order to be mekayim a mitzvah with each one of the matzahs. So the chiluk between the Ri and the Rashbam is a detail in terms of what matzah you're going to be botzea on. But the bracha, he says, taka like the Rashbam, the bracha samotzi goes on the shleim, and the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the prusa. Comes the Rambam, and he has a third approach. The Rambam in Ilchos Chametz u'Matzah, I think we've touched on this before. The Rambam, Perek Ches Halacha Vav, says, V'lokeach shnei rikikin cholek echa mayem u'meniach paras l'toch shalem. So first of all, the Rambam says that yachatz doesn't occur before the Magid. Because you break the matzah right before hamotzi, right before motzi matzah. Lokeh shnei rikigin chol legecha mayan umaniach paras letoch shalom mevarech hamotzi. Umipnei ma eina mevarech al shtei kikoros kishar yom tovim. Says the Rambam, mishum shenemer lechem onim adaka shaloni befusav kan befusav. Says the Rambam, you break one of the rikigin. There are two rikigin there, just like every other yom tov. But says the Rambam, before the hamotzi, you break one of the rikigin. Meniach paras l'toch sholem, you make a hamotzi, and a bracha l'achilas matzah, of course. And the Rambam is medayik that we're not going to be using shteki karas. You're not using shteki karas like every other yom tov. You only have 1.5 matzahs. You only have 1.5 matzahs. This is what the Rif holds. The Rif. And Av Chafeya Mebezin is dapping. Rif Reich quotes the Braisa Tanya Nami Ochi. Dovaracher Lechemoni Madakan Shalom Befusa Avkan Befusa, etc. Then he quotes the third opinion. Hill goes up the rib, but Pesach Mevarchinan Al Choda Uprusa. Avu Beshar Yomim Tovim Batzinan Al Tartin Rafiosa Shleimosa. You need lechem mishnah on Shabbos and Yom Tov. Zok the Rif. Pesach is different. On Pesach we don't have two shleimos. We don't have two kikar shleimos. We have 1.5. 1.5 matzahs because of lechem onim. Because of lechem onim. So there are three shitas over here. Rashi and the Rashbam. Learn that the brichas hamotzi goes on the shleima and the bracha l'achilas matzah goes on the prusa. What do you botzea from? So that's a detailed machlokas between Rashi and the Rashbam and the Ri. Whether you botzea on the shleima, you botzea mishtein. Rashi and brachas also says. Botzea o mishteyan o min ashleiman. Interesting. What does it mean in the Gemara in Brachas? Hakol modim bepesach sheminiach prusa besoch ashleima u botzea. So according to Rashi and Rashbam, it means that you are botzea on what? What are you being botzea on? The Gemara in Brachas is talking about hamotzi, not the bracha l'achilas matzah. So what are you botzea on for the brichas hamotzi? The shleima. So what does it mean, meniach prusa besoch ha-shleima u-botzea, according to Rashi? According to Rashi and the Rashbam, it sounds like meniach prusa besoch ha-shleima is that you should put the prusa together with the shleima so that it looks like you're being botzea on the prusa. Because of lechem oni, we want to give a chashivas to the prusa on the leil haseder. But what are you botseya on, according to Rashi and Rashbam? You botseya on the shleima. Botseya on the shleima. Meniach prusa besoch shleima means we want it to be nearer that you're botseya on the prusa as well, but really you're being botseya on the shleima. And then the Gemara says, and on Shabbos, Yechayev Litzor al Shtei Kikaros, what's the point of mentioning that in the Gemara in Baruchas? The Rashi and Rashbam say, of course, you need Shleimus. So if you're going to have 1.5 matzahs, that's not going to be Shleimus. So you need the third matzah in order to have 2 Shleimus. This is the Gemara in Baruchas according to Rashi and Rashbam. That you both say for the Berachas Hamotzi on the Shleima, but you may niach Prusa B'soch HaShleimus, that it looks like you're being Botzeya on the prusa, it looks like the Birchas Hamotzi is going on the prusa, but that's just the perception. It's the perception because of lechem oni. We want it to be nearer, like the bracha is going on the prusa. That you're being botzei on the prusa, but in reality, you're being botzei on the shleim. Tosfos, on the other hand, assume that everything is being done on the prusa. The bracha of alachilas matzah, the bracha of hamotzi, it's all being done on the prusa. So what does the Gemara in Brachas mean? Meniach prusa b'soch hashleima. Tosfos learns punkt v'akeret. He says meniach prusa b'soch hashleima means that we want it to be nearer that you're being botzeya on the shleima, because kol hashana kula, if you had a shalem or you had sisin, you'd be mevarich on the shalem. So we put the shleima together with the prusa so that it's nearer, it's nicker, it looks like you're being botzeya on the shleima. But in reality, what are you being botzeya on? For the hamotzi, according to Tosfos, on the prusa, right? It's the exact opposite. Exact opposite. And then the Gemara continues and says, but of course, we need the third matzah anyway. Right? We need the third matzah to have the 2 shleimas. 1.5 is just not going to cut it. We need 2 full matzahs. So we have the third matzah in order to have shleimas. That's Tosfos. And the Rambam has a third shita. The Rambam and the Rif learn, that you only have 1.5 matzahs. That's what Lechem Mishnah is on the Seder night. You only have 1.5 matzahs. What's the brachas going on? The bracha l'chilas matzah, of course, is going on the prusa. What does the Gemara in brachas say? Why does the Gemara in brachas say that meniach prusa b'soch hashleima on the Seder night? What are you doing? So again, the Rambam and the Rif are going to learn that meniach prusa b'soch hashleima means that we want it to be nearer, that you're being botzeya on the shleima, but in reality you're being botzeya on the prusa. In reality you're being botzeya on the prusa. These are the three shittas. These are the three shittas. The most mechudesh shita over here is the Rif and the Rambam. The Rif and the Rambam assume that there are 1.5 matzahs here. Right? So the din of Lechem Mishnah somehow is changing for the Seder night. But what's the Birchas Hamotzi going on? The Bracha L'Achilas Matzah is going on the Prusa. According to the Rambam, what's the Birchas Hamotzi going on? It sounds like it's going on the Prusa, right? Why? Why do we make a Birchas Hamotzi on the Prusa? According to the Rif and the Rambam. Why do we make a Birchas Hamotzi on the Prusa according to Tosfos? You could ask the same kasha on Tosfos, right? Rashi and the Rashbam make a lot of sense. Rashi and the Rashbam say the Bracha L'Achilas Matzah goes on the Prusa because that's the mitzvah of Matzah. That's the mitzvah of Matzah. The Birchas Hamotzi? Birchas Hamotzi is like Kol Hashana Kula. What's the difference? You should make a Birchas Hamotzi on the Prusa? Why? That's a regular aloch of Betzias HaPas, the Birchas Hamotzi you make on the more choshev item. So if the Gemara in Brachas on Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis says that if you have a sholem and you have a godol, right, a prusa, even if it's godol, you're going to make a brach on the sholem. So on the Seder night, it's nochamol. It's the same. Should be the same idea. It's the zel bazach. L'chora hamotzi should go on the sholem even on the Seder night. Why should the hamotzi go on the prusa? Why, according to both Tosfos and the Rif and the Rambam, why does the hamotzi go on the shleima? So the Ran is a very interesting pshat. Very interesting. What does the Ran say? Anyone? What does the Ran say? Why does the hamotzi go on, go on the Prusa according to the Rishon Rambam, and we could say the same for Tosfos too. Why? Why? What's the reason? Alright? You did a mitzvah with it already, so do another mitzvah. Haven the other ba mitzvah chada, nave be mitzvah achrit. Right? The Ran says, there on Chofei Amid Beis, and that be a riff. Vaday ala prusa yevarich lechol matzah da halachi asya. The bracha lechilas matzah has to be on the prusa. That's the mitzvah of matzah. So clearly the bracha lechilas matzah on the prusa. Aval hamotzi ikoman da omer de ashleima mevarich le. Some say you make the brachas hamotzi on the shleima. Velo nehira, says the Ran. The tvei odif levruche hamotzi befrusa gufa. The isavida b'chod mitzvah. Because you did another mitzvah with it. And we have a rule. Kevin the Ovid b'mchad mitzvah, nave be mitzvah achriti. It's interesting. Sometimes we say, ein osu mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And sometimes we say, Kevin the Ovid b'mchad mitzvah, nave be mitzvah achriti. It's interesting to know when we say each. Right? Like we use the lulav to help in the bir chametz. Right? That's always the trick, Erev Pesach, to remember the lulav. How many times do we forget the lulav at home? Right? You packaged your lulav up to put it in the bir chametz. That's like a mitzvah daraisa, right? I mean, it's an inyan, the Mishnah Berurah says. Since you did one mitzvah with it, you did the mitzvah of netilas lulav. So we want to help with the bir chametz. Why shouldn't I say, you know, some mitzvahs chavilas chavilas? Yeah. Have to think about it. You can figure out a chiluk between the two. But kevan da ave be chod a mitzvah, nave be mitzvah achritim. Sometimes when you use the same cheftza for another mitzvah, it's an extra chashivas. It's an extra chashivas. Maybe it's a function of when the two mitzvahs are occurring. Are they being done together? You know, one after the other? Post with Birchas Hamazon, with Kiddush, one after the other. Abdullah and Kiddush is not Chavilas Chavilas because it's one inyan, but to have one coast to do things one after the other, maybe that's Chavilas Chavilas. But here, you took the lulav when it was still sunny and warm. And many, many months have passed. So, Kevin David Bechod HaMitzvah, Navi Be Mitzvah Achriti. It's a nice idea to take a Chavtza Shal Mitzvah and to use it for other mitzvah. What raya does the Ran bring to this principle? From the Gemara and Brachas, same Gemara and Brachas on Lamed Testament base. Gemara said that if you have a bread, if you have a lechem from the Erev, from an Erev Tavshilin, from an Erev Chatzeros, Erev Tavshilin, Rav Amiv, Rav Asi, ki have a Misrami lohu rifta deiruva mevarchen alei amotzi lechem min ha'aretz, Amri hol v'yisavida, v'yisavi be mitzvah chod, and avi be mitzvah chiti. She'iru bo esmol eruv chatzeros. They made an eruv chatzeros with this bread. They made an eruv chatzeros. They can't eat it on Shabbos. Shouldn't eat it on Shabbos. They're supposed to have the eruv. Yeah. It's an Indian. If you make an Erev Tavshilin, so you're supposed to eat the Erev Tavshilin for Shavuot Shudis on Shabbos, right? You make an Erev Tavshilin when Yom Tov goes into Shabbos. So the Erev has to be there in order to allow you to cook before Shabbos. But on Shabbos already, you're finished with the Erev. But it's an Indian to use it for Lecha Mishnah. Normally they make an Erev Tavshilin out of bread and an egg. That's the minig. Bread and a piece of fish, excuse me. So they eat the piece of fish. Often they'll eat a piece of fish for Shalosh Shudas. You have the bread for Lechem Mishnah, you eat the piece of fish. Kevin the Ave Bechod HaMitzvah, Navi Be Mitzvah Achriti. So it says the Ran, that's the pshat over here. Why do we use the Prusa for the Birchas HaMotzi? Because you use the Prusa for the Bracha Lechilas Matzah. So why not use it for Birchas HaMotzi too? That's what he says. Maybe you could explain Tosfos like that. a pella that the Ran writes like that right here on the Rif. The Rif is in front of him. The Rif is in front of the Ran when he writes this. So the Ran says the reason why we make the bracha of Hamotzi on the Shleim is because Kevin the Oved Bechad Mitzvah Navi Be Mitzvah Achriti. Within the Rambam and the Rif, I wouldn't give that a shot. That's not necessarily the reason for the Rambam and the Rif. The Chora within the Rambam and the Rif, there's a simpler reason, and that is that maybe the Berachas Hamotzi is Dafka supposed to be recited on the Prusa, because the Prusa is Mitztarif to the Lechem Mishnah on the Seder. Tosfos holds that aside from the Prusa, you have two other matzahs in. The Prusa is not part of the Lechem Mishnah according to Tosfos. So according to Tosfos, it's Dakar Shaila. You make a Berachas Hamotzi on the Prusa, why? Make it on the Sholem. But according to the Rif and the Rambam, the Prusa is part of the Lechem Mishnah. It's part of the Lechem Mishnah. The Rif explains. The Rif explains that on Shabbos and Yom Tov you need Lechem Mishnah, but Uba Pesach Asa Lechem Oni Vegara Lepalga Dechoda. Hilgoch Batsina Nachoda Upalga. The Rif says that on the Seder night, you're having Lechem Mishnah out of 1.5. The din of Lechem Oni changed the concept of Lechem Mishnah. That even though normally you're supposed to have 2 kikar or shlemos, but when it comes to the Seder night, you only have 1.5. So the Prus is a chelek of the Lechem Mishnah, according to the Rif and the Rambam. It's not in addition to the Lechem Mishnah. According to Tosis, it's in addition to the Lechem Mishnah, so I hear. According to Tosis, it's a kasha, make the Hamotzi on the Shlema, because the Prus is not part of the Lechem Mishnah, not part of the Hamotzi per se, it's part of the Brocha, Lachilas Matzah, that's all it is. But the Rif and the Rambam hold, no, the Rif and the Rambam say the Prus is part of the Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night. So Taka makes a lot of sense that the Berachas Hamotzi should be on the Prusa too. The Berachas Hamotzi is on the Lechem Mishnah. So if the Lechem Mishnah includes the Prusa, and that's the whole uniqueness of the Seder night, that the Prusa plays a role front and center here, so Taka makes a lot of sense that you should make the Hamotzi on the Prusa too. Not just because of Kevin the Ove Bechad the Mitzvah, Nave Be Mitzvah Chitim, but because it's a chelek of the Lechem Mishnah. It's an ikka part of the Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night. So if that's the... If it's an ikka part of the Lechem Mishnah, then it makes sense that the Hamotzi should go on the Prusa. Rav Shechter develops this idea, Eretz HaTzvi and Simen Dalet. I think we made reference to Rabbi Shechter's article in the past. That he says, according to the Rif and the Rambam, the din of Lechem Oni is not just a din in the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah on the Seder night, but rather it's a din in the Sudas Yom Tov. Lechem Oni puts its stamp on the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov on the Seder night. What does Sudas Yom Tov include? It includes Betziyas HaPas. It includes Lechem Mishnah. The din of Lechem Oni requires that the Lechem Mishnah is different, that Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night is 1.5 matzahs. And by the same token, the din of Betziyas HaPas on the Seder night, the din of Lechem Oni should tell us that Betziyas HaPas on the Seder night is not on a sholem. The Betziyas HaPas is on the Prusa, really. Because that's the whole point, that Lechem Oni redefines the concept of Sudas Yom Tov. According to this understanding, according to the Rif and the Rambam, it makes a lot of sense that the bracha of Hamotzi should go on the Prusa. You should be Botzei on the Prusa. You should be Mekayim the Berachas Hamotzi and the Din of Lechem Mishnah Dafka on the Prusa. Of course, Meniach Prusa B'Soch HaShleima, say the Rif and the Rambam. That's the Gemara in Brachas. Why are you putting the Prusa B'Soch HaShleima? Because of the Chashivas HaBracha, we want it to look like we're making a bracha on the Shlema. Right? We want to add Chashivas to the bracha. But what's the bracha really on, claim the Rif and the Rambam? Of course it's on the Prusa. That's what the Seder is all about. Lechem Oni. Madarko Shaloni B'Frusa Avkan B'Frusa. It's not just al achilas matzah. The Prusa is not just for the mitzvah matzah. The whole Sudas Yom Tov revolves around the Prusa. That's what Lechem Oni tells me, that it redefines the mitzvah of Sudas Yom Tov and all the halachas that come along for Sudas Yom Tov. According to the Rif and the Rambam, what does the Gemara in Brachas mean when it adds, after this discussion, that Hakol Modem Pesach, Shemini Prusa, Pesach, Hashleima, Botzeah, It then says, and on Shabbos, you need shtei kikaros. What's the Gemara doing according to the Rishon Rambam? We said, according to the Rashbam, according to Tosfos, what's that line in the Gemara saying? What's the purpose of that line of the Gemara? That line of the Gemara is coming to be Mosif. It's coming to say that yes, it's true that you're supposed to put the Prusa with the Shlema. Supposed to put the Prusa with the Shlema. And why? One of two reasons. Right? Rashbam says you put the Prusa with the Shlema so that it's nearer that you're being Botzei on the Prusa. You're really being Botzei on the Shlema. But in the Seder night, Lechem Oni tells me that we want to give the perception that we're being Botzei on the Prusa. Tosfos says the exact opposite. When Menia Prusa Besar Shlema, of course, all the brachas are going on the Prusa. But we want it to look like it being Botzei on the Shlema, so you put the Prusa together with the Shlema, right? And the Rambam agrees with Tosfos fundamentally about that line of the Gemara, that you put the Shlema together with the Prusa, because we want to make it seem like the bracha is going on the Shlema, but really, what's the bracha going on? The Prusa. What's the next line of the Gemara mean? That on Shabbos, we have Shtei Kikaros. What's that line coming to be Mechadish? According to the Rashbam and Tosfos, what's that line Mechadish? That line is Erev. It's saying that even though we have the Prusa and the Shlema, that's not enough. You need Shtei Kikaros. Just like on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need Shtei Kikaros, and the Seder night, you also need Shtei Kikaros. So that line of the Gemara is coming to... It's not talking about the Seder. It's saying, you know, Shabbos, you have to have Shtei Kikaros, but it's like hinting to the fact that on the Seder, you need your third matzah. You need the third matzah because you have to have Shtei Kikaros Shleimos for the din of Lechem Mishnah. What's that line in the Gemara and Bracha saying according to the Riff and the Rambam, Rabosan? What's it saying? It's not trying to be Mosif. That line in the Gemara is creating a contrast. That as opposed to the Seder night where Meniach Prusa Besoch HaShlema, that all you have is Prusa and Shlema, the Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night is only 1.5 matzahs. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need 2 Kikaros Shlemos. That line of the Gemara Brachas, according to the Rif and the Rambam, is not a Hosofa, it's a contrast. It's trying to be Mechalek between the Seder night and Shabbos and Yom Tov. On Shabbos and Yom Tov, you need 2 Shlemos, but on the Seder night, Lechem Oni comes and it redefines the din of Sudas Yom Tov. It redefines the din of Lechem Mishnah. It redefines what the Hamotzi is going on. Even if normally we'd make a Hamotzi on the Sholem, if you have Sholem and Psisim, but on the Seder night we make a bracha on the Prusa. And even though normally we'd have Lechem Mishnah of Shtei Kikaros Shleimos, on the Seder night we only have 1.5 matzahs. So that line of the Gemara is not coming to be Mosif, but rather according to the Rif and the Rambam, it's actually coming as a contrast. This is the sheet of the Rif and the Rambam that the other Rishonim seem to be disagreeing about. The Rosh spends a lot of time arguing with the Rif and the Rambam. And he brings a beautiful raya. He brings a raya that he thinks the Rif and the Rambam are very incorrect, that they're mistaken, that 1.5 matzahs is not enough. Of course you need 2 shlemos. Take a look at that Rosh. That Rosh, the Teda in the Rosh, is a very, very important line. I want to discuss that Teda at great length with you tomorrow. There are many different ways to be docha that the Rosh brings, that on the Seder night you really should have 2 shlemos. This is a major machlokas in the Rishonim. Do we say that the din of Shtei Kikaros Shlemos that applies on regular Shabbos and Yom Tov applies to the Seder night as well? Or do we say that the din of Lechem Oni redefines the concepts of Sudas Yom Tov and it says that Lechem Mishnah on the Seder night is 1.5 matzahs and it's not 2 matzahs?